Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is the Queen City lender herself, Allie Dubois. Welcome, Allie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. Well, I'm excited. So today we're going to cover all things first-time homebuyers, and you get a lot of them down there in Charlotte, don't you?
I do, yeah. Tons of first-timers in Charlotte. I feel like it's, you know, a good, I would say the bulk of my business is first or second-timers.
Nice. That's awesome. And what is that price point for those who are in other states? Like, what does the typical, like, if you had to give me a nice little range, what is that typical first-time homebuyer price point?
Yeah, so it actually is kind of a large range. I mean, it really depends on the area you want to be in. If you want to be in Center City, you're probably looking at fours, fives, sixes, mm-hmm. and up. If you're okay to be on the outskirts, I have clients that are buying in West Charlotte, and they can, you know, or even down the line or down, look, I'm nervous.
No, it's okay.
It already.
You're good. No, it's just right, keep pick back up.
Or I have clients that are willing to shop, you know, just below the border in South Carolina, and then they can get down to, you know, in the ones and twos.
Sure. Yeah. Really, so that is a broad range. I think, you know, for those who don't really know how much they can afford, obviously the first step is a pre-approval. And I think a lot of people worry and don't quite understand what that process looks like. So what would you say? How do you describe a pre-approval?
Yeah. So, I mean, the first step is an application, and it takes like 20 minutes. It's done online, and that gives me the information that I need to be able to advise the client on what max price they qualify for, what programs are available to them. You know, there's a myriad of different things that first-time homebuyers can utilize in North Carolina and South Carolina. So we go over, you know, what's available to them based on the information that they input in the application. And that application consists of credit, employment, income, assets, where they've worked and lived over the last couple years. And it just gives me a general overview of their financial standing. And then that helps me break down what their options look like.
Nice. And it's nothing to be scared of. You know, it's nothing that's like super daunting. You can do it in like, what, 15 minutes? What do you tell, you know, if someone calls you and says, Allie, you know, I'm thinking of buying, or you've got an agent that refers you out, right? And they have no idea where to begin. Like, what do you say? How do you preface the pre-approval? Do you do it online? How do you do it? Do you do it by hand?
Yeah. So I tell people the fastest way to do it is to just fill it out online, because they can input that information in 15, 20 minutes. And then once I receive it, that's when I'm able to put together information and options, and we can get on a call and review it. And I always tell people the worst that can happen is that we say no for now, but then we can at least give you a plan of what you need to do so that you can qualify in the future. Sure. A lot of times people think that, you know, they should go ahead and pay off all their debt before they fill out an application, or that they need to have tons of money in the bank, when in reality, it's not necessary in most cases. And, you know, sometimes when people are playing a guessing game with credit and they're just blindly paying off debt, it sometimes hurts rather than helps. So it's better to just let an expert look at the situation and give some advice on what they need to do, even if they don't plan to buy for a year. You know, you can at least get prepared so that you qualify for the best rates, terms, and options when the time comes.
Absolutely. And just to set you up for success. So let's talk through a little bit about someone that might be sitting on the fence right now, and they're contemplating, should I just keep renting this apartment with a cool pool, or for, you know, $2,200, $1,800 a month, whatever that looks like, or should I buy? You know, what would you tell someone that's sitting there on the fence?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you're spending $1,800 a month that's going nowhere. So, you know, if you qualify for Some of these awesome first-time homebuyer programs that kind of help you get in the door, then that $1,800 you're spending each month is actually going towards your own equity in a property, you know, that's increasing in value every single year that you're paying into every single month rather than just wasting money on an apartment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would always say, even if it's not yet, you should just kind of get a timeline from a lender on, okay, you know, what do I need to do and how long is it going to take so that you can be able to own real estate in the future? I mean, that's the fastest way to wealth.
Yes, for sure. So you talk about, you know, some first-time home buyer programs. Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, so they're ever changing. So anything I say today could be totally different in a week, and they are going to vary by location. But there are different programs available. Like currently there's an option for FHA financing that's 100% called Chenoa. There are multiple down payment assistance programs in North Carolina. All of these things are going to be income based. So we'll look at credit scores. We'll look at your income level and we'll look at your debt to income ratio. And then I'll be able to say, okay, these are the ones that you qualify for based on your specific profile. The income limits for those things have actually gotten way, way, way more flexible. Like I'd say the limit's probably double what it was
Wow.
5 or 6 years ago. So, you know, it's definitely something that a lot of people qualify for and they don't even realize that it's an option.
Which is huge. I mean, you know, first time home buyers, you think we don't have a ton of money to put down, right? And we're not too sure about closing costs. This, one of those options might actually get you the keys to your home.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I used a down payment assistance program when I bought my first home. It helped me get in the door. And then I was able to turn around and sell it in just 2 years. It was a condo and I made, you know, $35,000 on it in 2 years. Dumped it into another house with a 5% down payment, kept that for 3 years. And that house netted like, I think I netted about $225,000 in 2 years.
Wow.
Which gave me the down payment on my current home. So, I mean, it just helps people qualify for more and more and more as they grow equity and they're able to cash that out.
Huge. It's so huge. Oh, wow. 200,000. Oh my goodness. I mean, just imagine that was in like a 6 year span. So you start now, build that wealth up, build that equity up and turn and burn, you know, I love that. So let's talk a little bit about the combating rates conversation. So, you know, the media gives us so much negativity around, gosh, you name it. The interest rates are high. There's going to be a housing crash. And so these poor first-time homebuyers are like, who do we believe? Who do we go to? So obviously you need to get with an agent and a lender, right? But talk us through when someone calls you and they're shopping you, or maybe they're just genuinely concerned about interest rates. What kinds of conversations are you having with them?
Yeah, I mean, so everybody knows that rates are up now from what they were a couple years ago. We were seeing, you know, 2 and 3% rates and everybody got a little bit spoiled, but that was a rarity. If you look at the grand scheme of things, right now rates are still historically low. Like when our parents all bought homes, they were in double digit interest rates and it was totally normal to have an 18% interest rate. Nobody batted an eye at it.
Right.
So I think we all got a little spoiled. And now, you know, when we're seeing rates in the sixes, we touched seven for a moment. It was scary for everybody. But in reality, it helped slow the market a little bit, which gave home buyers more opportunity. Because when rates were in the twos and threes, the competition was so heavy that if you weren't offering $50,000 or $100,000 over the list price of a home, you didn't have a shot. Well, now that the Fed has raised the rate some, it's created opportunity where there wasn't before for people who don't have an extra $50,000 or $100,000 to place, you know, an offer on a house. Yeah. They can get in and get a house for what the house is worth. And they will have opportunity in the future, if rates drop, to refi that rate down. Once you've locked in a rate, you're protected. It's not going to get higher if you've locked in a fixed rate. It can only get lower if things come down and then you can choose to refi in the future. For the people who waited out, then they're going to be right back in the mix of competition. As soon as we see the slightest sign of a rate reduction, the market's going to flood.
Right.
And everybody's going to go crazy for the limited inventory. And we're going to see people having to offer way over. So, I mean, for me personally, I'd rather pay a slightly higher interest rate for a temporary period of time than spend $100,000 extra on a house out the gate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the refi piece of it. Realistically, let's say today you lock in at 6.25, right? How long do we wait? What does that process look like to refi?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. No one has a crystal ball. Nobody knows when rates are going to drop.
Right.
Most experts do believe that we're going to see some relief in the next 1 to 2 years. For my clients, I keep track of those things. So if I see opportunity for refinance, I will proactively reach out to clients and say, hey, just to let you know, it looks like we can save you $450 a month on your payment. Let's talk about the numbers. When you're looking at a refinance, you want to make sure that it makes sense when you consider all costs. So a lot of lenders are going to advertise a, I'm doing air quotes, no cost refinance, but
Right.
there's always a cost when you refinance, even if it's rolled into the loan amount and you're not paying it out of pocket. So you want to make sure that you're working with a lender that's going to explain to you what the cost is, what the savings are, and what the break-even point is. And if you have a short break-even, then it makes a lot of sense to do. But if you're going to save $8 a month and it's going to take, 80 months to recoup it, total waste of money.
Right, for sure.
So yeah, you want to, that's why it's important to not just, call the people that send the spam in the mail. You want to talk to somebody that you can trust and make sure that it actually makes sense.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, let's leave with this one. So, you're going to get asked the lending forward piece. So, what piece of advice would you lend forward to first-time home buyers this year?
I would say my biggest piece of advice is talk to a lender as early as possible so you can figure out a game plan. Don't play a guessing game. Don't try to figure it out on your own. The internet is a black hole of outdated information, and you're never going to be able to accurately calculate your own debt to income ratio or know all the programs that are available to you. I would say just be brave, get on a phone call with a lender. Share your information with them. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Everything is completely confidential, and get some guidance so that you can make the best possible plan for your financial future.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward, Allie. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.